All right, after this, I think I'll head on down to the Regal Beagle. Yes. Welcome back to another Friday night in the Toon Chamber. My name is Jeff, and this week we are exploring the fascinating world of power trios. You know, three cats, three instruments, and supersonic sound. If you checked out hour one and came back for hour two, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Glad you are digging the program. All right, let's jump into hour number two with the best little power trio from Texas.
Out the wheel, we're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide. Yes, I bet I'm nationwide. In front, I had three more in the back. They sporting short dresses, wearing spiky old shoes. They smoking Lucky Strikes and wearing nylons too. Go keep back. We'll be right back.
reaching for just a little more, but the days, girl, just slip away, oh yeah. Then the red sunset that we just met, girl, I can see we'll be right back.
It's not the Eddie Murphy rendition from 48 Hours, but then again, Eddie Murphy wasn't a power trio, and the Police are. And you know what? I've always said the last 20 seconds of that song are one of the best 20 seconds in rock and roll. They just seem to kick it into another gear. Roxanne! Up before that, we heard from Dust, we heard Ivory, 21st Century Rock from Wolfmother in there with Mind's Eye, Chris Ross on bass and keyboards, and at the top of it, we heard from ZZ Top from Deguelo, I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide, dig it. It is another Friday night in the Tune Chamber. My name is Jeff, glad to have you along, and we are into hour number two of exploring the fascinating world of power trios. I guess we'll head back up to Canada. Rush in the Tune Chamber. We'll be right back.
vision, helping my decision. What's going on? You know what I'm needing. You won't find me kneeling. Should I be standing on a chair? My hands are waving in the air. You know as well as I do now, I'm going to get to you somehow.
Cherry flavored and Peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. They were put there by a man in a factory downtown. And if I had every day, sun soaking bulges in the shade. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a roots all twist. Squished a rotten peach in my fist and dreamed about you, woman. I poke my finger down inside, make a little room for it to hide. Nature's candy in my hand, or can or pie.
A couple of 90s power trios in that set. We heard from the Presidents of the United States of America with Peaches, and it was Nirvana up before that from In Utero, Penny Royalty. Then we went to the Green Isle for some Taste and What's Going On. Taste, of course, featuring the amazing Rory Gallagher on guitar. And more from our friends from the north. It was Rush at the top of the set from Fly By Night, Anthem. Pretty cool. You are hanging out in the Tune Chamber. My name is Jeff. So glad to have you along for this Friday evening. We are exploring the fascinating world of power trios. And we'll veer off from the traditional guitar, bass, and drums lineup here for this next one. Because Keith Emerson played keyboards and synthesizers, Greg Lake played the bass, sometimes he played guitar, and of course Carl Palmer was on the drums. From their self-titled debut album, it is Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, Knife Edge.
step, cried the sad man. Take a look down at the madman. Theater king's on. Silver wings fly beyond reason. From the flight of the seagull come the spread claws of the eagle. Only fear breaks the silence as we all kneel, pray for guidance.
Well,
Woman, woman, come on, biatch. All right, rock and roll from Welsh rockers Budgie from their 1972 effort Squawk, that one called Drugstore Woman. All right. More 90s fare up before that, Les Claypool and the Boys, Primus from their 1999 album Antipop, that one called Electric Uncle Sam, and it was ELP at the top of it with Knife Edge. It is another Friday night in the Tune Chamber. My name is Jeff. So glad to have you along. Hope you are digging the program. I guess if you're this far into it, you must be. So thank you so much for listening. I've got a few more I'm going to spin before we get to the top of the hour. I've got another Michigan power trio up next. From Detroit, the Hackney Brothers and Death. This one's called Politicians in My Eyes.
One, two, three, now! We'll be right back. Thank you.
Man, from one of the greatest live records ever, in my own humble opinion, Jimi Hendrix, Buddy Miles, and Billy Cox, Band of Gypsies and Power to Love. Pretty cool stuff. Up before that, we heard from a group called Ursa Major. They had one album, and Ursa Major featured Saginaw's own Dick Wagner on guitar and vocals, and that tune was called Silver Spoon. And from 1973's For All the World to See, Death with Politicians in My Eyes. And with that, we have pretty much run the clock out for hour number two here. If I haven't said it enough, thank you so much for hanging out and listening. I hope you enjoyed my exploration of power trios. And, you know, we only had a couple of hours here, so I'm sure, you know, we're just barely scratching the surface of the great power trios out there. This is certainly not meant to be the definitive list or the greatest power trios or anything out there. Let's just look at it as some cool power trios. If I missed your favorite power trio, then you have my sincerest apologies. All right, until next time, this is Jeff wishing you a little peace and love. And hey, be sure to spread that stuff around a little bit. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hey, I'll meet you down at the Regal Beagle.
More drinks for you. Come on your way.